Well, hey there. I'm Jaselyn Hempel, and I am a vice principal at an elementary school. Along with my students, we have created this wellness podcast called Even If You Miss, that is by kids for kids. Yep, you heard me. The kids are running the show. The show meaning the podcast, and the show meaning the world. They are changing the world all through showing up every day, committing to hard work, and researching to bring you the most inspirational information in order to build an army of difference makers who are kids. So yes, you, my friend, even if you're a kid, even if you're the youngest of kids, can be a difference maker. So let's get started. I am so excited that we are heading into a new school year because, let's be honest, it feels like we really need a new start. It feels like it because our school year last year ended very different with the COVID-19 pandemic surprising us all. However, our new school year probably won't start like we usually do as well. Some of you might be doing distance learning. Some of you might be doing a bit of face-to-face learning and live streaming and distance learning. Some of you might have chosen homeschooling for a little bit. And some of you are going back to our regular face-to-face classrooms with more heightened health and safety restrictions. However, whatever you choose to do, just remember that is what is best for you and your family at this time. Is not going to last forever. Remember, this really uncertain time, it will pass and we will start to find some normalcy again. Although it may be a new normal, but it will start to feel better soon. So I want to start with that. How are you all feeling about entering a new school year? I am sure there are mixed emotions. So that is what we're going to talk about today. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel scared, happy, angry, a little bit nervous, any of those feelings. That's okay. So that's what we're going to talk about today. This podcast is all about how we are feeling entering a new school year in 2020. And what a year it has been already. We have some really great tips to help you to feel better about going back to school in whatever type of learning environment you may be entering. So let's start with tip number one. You are not alone. Everyone has some worries and mixed feelings about what our year will look like. Make sure that you have open conversations about what it is that is worrying you and exactly how you're feeling. Tell a trusted adult, like your parents or your teachers, about what you are feeling and don't be afraid to ask for help. The chances are your adult may be feeling that way too. Just know you're not alone and that it is okay to feel this way. This is very new to all of us, and we all have feelings that we may need to talk about. So make sure that you find a person or a group of adults that can help you or answer your questions. You can talk to your friends too, but make sure you have an adult as well knowing about how you're feeling. Ask them about the changes that are happening when you go back to school and what they might look like and maybe why those changes happened. You may want to know how you can social distance but still stay connected to your friends because that's very important. You may want to know what your new version of school will look like and how you can learn in that type of environment. Any question is a good question, so don't be afraid to ask any type of question. We are all in this together. Tip number two, please know that your school is doing everything they can to keep you healthy. They are making it a top priority to sanitize the building and keep it clean and educate you on ways that you can also keep yourself healthy. So it is a big team effort. If you are a school or at a school that is wearing masks, just know that it is for safety only and that if you're feeling unsure of it all, you can talk to someone and ask more questions about the masks to make you feel more comfortable. Your school and your teachers are there for you for whatever you need. Okay, let's move on to tip number three. Follow all of the safety suggestions that they give to you. They're doing this for a reason. Number one, to keep you healthy and safe. And number two, to get back to our normalcy and our world and our regular schooling again. So make sure you follow all of those safety suggestions like washing your hands or coughing into your elbow or social distancing. This is just good practice anyways. And it's going to keep those pesky colds away too. On tip number four, this is where we're going to talk all about connection. It is so important to stay connected with your friends. I know it may look a little different, but it is so important to try to stay connected with your friends and family. And by family, I mean maybe your grandparents that live away from you and maybe you can't see them right now, or your aunt and uncle that makes you feel happy all the time. Make sure you're talking to them too. If your school starts to return gradually, you might feel a little worried about being separated from your friends. But don't worry, schools will open again for everyone once it's safe. But if your school is open now, talk and hang out with your friends using the social distancing, but still remember to have fun. Now, if you're looking for games to play using social distancing, just ask your teachers and they'll help you too. There's also ways to connect digitally if perhaps you're not back to a regular face-to-face classroom. So if you're distance learning or you're quarantining, whatever situation you're in, make sure you still find ways to connect. If you are using digital connections to stay connected to your family and friends, make sure you're using it responsibly and have your parents know exactly what you're playing or chatting with your friends. Safe and monitored use of online games, social media, and video chat programs can provide great opportunities for you to connect with. And it's really good ways to learn and play with your friends and even your parents and your relatives while you're at home. Now, remember to chat with your grandparents too. They need you the most. I also encourage you to use your voices online to share your views and support those in need during this crisis if perhaps you're a little bit older. But remember to be respectful and kind no matter what, whether you're connecting with someone face-to-face or connecting with them virtually. Let's move on to tip number 5. No matter what type of school environment that you are going back to, remember you will learn no matter what. Why? Well, because you are dedicated to your learning and you know how important it is, and you know that this isn't a break from school and it's all fun and games. You know the importance of hard work. I know that you won't be on your cell phone while you're in a Zoom lesson if you're learning distantly in a distance learning environment. I also know that if you're in a face-to-face environment or distance learning, you will focus and put in 100% effort because you know the importance of continuing to learn even in this pandemic. You know we have to keep moving that learning forward. Remember, learning can happen anywhere, and it's going to take hard work from the teachers and from you, and probably from your parents too. So we're all in this together, whether you're at school and at home, and that you also can keep in touch with and support your friends online in the meantime. So make sure learning is still happening. All right, tip number 6, keep moving your body. This will help your mind to feel happier and you will feel way more energy. We encourage you to take advantage of digital tools that get you up and moving, like online exercise videos for kids or video games that require physical movement. If you're doing learning, distance learning at home, or you're stuck at home with quarantine, all those things. Remember to balance your online recreation with offline activities. So even though you're in quarantine or if you're distance learning at home, you can still play outside if possible. And now if you're at school, we got recess time. So make sure you're playing and running at recess and having tons of fun. But bring the joy wherever you go. Try to see the positives and that we're going to learn so much from these uncertain times, and that moving our body is another really important piece of the puzzle for helping you to feel happier and feel safer and just to feel better overall in these uncertain times. Tip number 7, if you're feeling sick, don't panic. Just tell an adult so they can help you to feel better. You are strong, you are healthy, and just remember that we do sometimes get sick with colds or the flu, and that it's important to know that you're going to be okay. Just make sure that you tell an adult and be honest with how you are feeling. We do all feel unwell sometimes, and that's part of being a human. So just remember that if you do start to feel a little bit not like yourself. These are some really helpful tips that will help you understand and feel better with what is going on in our world right now. Remember, you are brave, you are strong, and we need each other to feel safe. So make sure that you are talking all of the time to an adult about how you are feeling. It's okay to go to an adult with any type of emotion that comes your way, but don't go through this alone. Bring your brave by telling your adult how you are feeling, and in turn, it's going to help them to be brave too. We are all in this together, and we will all get through this together. I wish you an amazing school year, no matter how it will look, with tons of connection to your friends and teachers, tons of learning, and tons of joy. Take care.